Good morning. It's Sunday, December 19th, 2021, 10:41 a.m. This is a continuation meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. From our meeting last Wednesday, we're here to receive and tally, or ratify, I should say, the tally of the votes for various officers of the board. And I see a hand up from Bella DeSoto. You have to unmute yourself, Bella.
No, I forgot to lower it. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So our secretary elect, I guess I would say, is Ralph Hawkins. Ralph, could you call the roll? You have to unmute. Yeah, there you go.
I don't have a list of the members handy.
Oh. Okay,
I can record it.
This is Beth. I have a list in alphabetical order.
Okay, go ahead, Beth. Why don't you go ahead and do the best?
Thank you.
We just sent Ralph a list yesterday, but.
Okay, thank you. Christina Avalos. Christina?
Avalos.
Avalos. I don't hear Christina. Alan Beek.
Hang on a second. I realized I paused the recording. Let me start it again.
This meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, again, this is the KPFK Local Station Board meeting for December 19th. It's a continuation of last Wednesday's meeting. One of my members is going to call the roll.
A roll call. Christina Avalos. Christina? I don't hear Christina. Alan Beek? Alan Beek, are you present? I don't hear Mr. Beek. Jose Benavides? Jose? I don't hear Jose. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Andy Childs is present. Marisol Cruz?
Present.
Marisol Cruz, present. Bella De Soto?
Present.
Bella De Soto, present. Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Eric Jacobson, present. Aurelia Jones? Aurelia Jones, are you with us? I don't hear Aurelia. Alexa? Ali? Alexa? I don't hear Ali. Rob Macon?
Rob emailed me asking for an excused absence, although I don't think we need them because it's a continuation meeting, but he's not present, won't be here.
Okay, thank you. Barbara Marbach? I also asked for an excused absence, I remember. Michael Novick?
Present.
Thank you. Oye Oyeyipo?
Present.
Thank you. Oyeyipo present. Myla Reeson?
I'm here. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
You muted yourself, Lawrence.
Presente.
Lawrence Reyes present. Yuri Rido?
Present.
Thank you, Siri. Rocio Rivas? Rocio Rivas? I don't hear Rocio. Paul Roberson?
Present.
Thank you, Paul. Oscar Oyoa? Oscar Ulloa. I don't hear Oscar. Paulina Vasiliev?
I'm here.
Hi, Paulina. Welcome back. Beth Van Gunten is present. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey Wasserman, are you present? Don't hear Harvey. Carlos Zavala?
Present.
Thank you.
I think you missed Grace Aaron.
You're right, I did. You're right. Just pay gold up past her name. Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
And you too. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have 14 members present.
Okay, so that's a continuing quorum. I think we would dispense with most of the general opening business that we do. We do acknowledge that we are on indigenous unceded land, as we always do. And I believe there were minutes that were sent in by our outgoing secretary, Jean Rohn, from the last meeting. Is there a motion to accept those?
Lauren seconds. Jose Benavides is present.
Okay, thank you.
I did, Beth, and I did move to receive those, to approve those.
Okay, so...
I second.
All right.
Second.
Thanks, Mike. So,
I object. Wait, hold on. Let me just, for clarification, are we talking about that whole 2 years of minutes?
No, we're talking about the minutes of the meeting that this is continuing from.
Oh, sorry about that.
But Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Uh-huh, Bella.
I noticed that Myla Reason speaks whenever she likes. Is there a decorum, a protocol?
Yeah, the protocol is that people should ask for the stack, usually by raising their hand in Zoom or if you're on the phone. I think you can do that with star 9. If you're on the computer, you should be able to use the reaction raise hand function. So I take it Milo is not objecting. If there are no objections, we'll consider the minutes of the first part of this meeting approved, and torchly it passed to Ralph to complete the minutes for this portion. Milo, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
I remove my objection.
Okay, thank you. So the main business that we have from the continuation is the report from the tellers, and I'm not sure, Terry is currently muted, so I think that means he has his mic connected. Terry Goodman, did you want to give your report? I made you a co-host if you want to share anything from your screen, if you're on a computer. And as Lawrence mentioned, Jose Benavides is here. Can you speak up, Jose?
Hey, buddy, I'm here.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Go ahead, Terry. So is everybody seeing Terry Goodman's screen? He's showing his TELUS report for the 2022 KPFK LSB chair. The summary is up. There's election for the chair is myself, Michael Novick, Alan Beek. There were two write-ins, Avelia Jones and Beth Van Gunten. And I was elected on the first round with 16 votes. Two votes for Alan, two votes for Bailey, and one for Beth. Um, the vice chair. There was only one nominee, and Marisol Cruz was elected with 20 votes in the first round for the KPFK. I see in the chat that Avelia says she's present. If you want to speak up, Avelia, why don't you go ahead so that it can be noted.
No, I'm just alerting that I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But we do want to have people voice their presence so that we can record it. For Secretary, we have Ralph Hawkins, the only person nominated and was elected with 19 votes in the first round. And Terry, you'll have to scroll your screen. For 2022 KPFK OSB Treasurer, there were three nominees, Kim Kaufman, Ziri Rideau, and Fred Blair. And the results in the second round is that Kim Kaufman was elected with 10 votes. Ziri Rideau was defeated with 9. Fred Blair was defeated in the first round. The notice on this is that the KPFK local station meeting was held via Zoom teleconference November 15th, 2021. LSB officers elected annually in December pursuant to Article 7, Section 5 of the organization's bylaws. Public notice of the meeting was posted at kpftx.org, gives the exact citation, back in October, actually. And if you want to scroll further, do you want to show the actual balloting? People did get it on the board. I don't know if you don't have a mic, maybe John Gary can say something about any ballot problems or identifiers you had. Oh, I see Eric has a hand up. Eric Jacobson, what's your, did you want to speak?
Michael, yes, thanks. You mentioned that by name, the nominees, but not to the chair. You read the results of the chair, and I just wanted everyone to know that Beth von Gutten got a write-in vote. She was not running for the chair. She had.
Yeah, I said there were two write-ins. It was Avelia and Beth. They were both write-ins. Avelia got two votes, and Beth got one as a write-in.
Okay, so if you're going to mention the actual nominees, for any of the offices, if you could do that for each office.
Yeah, for LSB chair, the two nominees that were named at the meeting were myself and Alan Beek. And as I said, there were two write-ins for Avelia and Beth. Only nominee for vice chair was Marisol, and there were no write-ins. Only nominee for secretary was Ralph. There were no write-ins. And there were three nominees at the meeting for treasurer and no write-ins.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Myla and then Beth, Bella.
Well, first of all, I would like to congratulate all of those who were elected and all of those who ran and all of those who were written in. And I thought I heard you mention the names of Avelia and Beth when you first said that you were elected as chair. So congratulations, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So the members of the local station board who voted did receive a sort of tally sheet that showed each individual ballot. Each member of the board who voted put a personal identifier that only they knew on. It's on your screen now. And so this is the tally for the part of the ballot for chair, and you can see the little after each number there's a brackets surrounding the code that the voter put on, and NOVI is for Novick, VONG is for Von Gunten, BEEK is for Beek, and JONE is for Jones, and people can see the individual ballots as they were cast, and each member recognized, and nobody has objected that I've heard, that the vote was incorrectly tallied, incorrectly noted, or incorrectly tallied. Did you want to scroll down to the second So this is for the vice chair. Again, there was a single ballot, so the little co-designations are in each one of the same as the last time. But not everybody voted for every position, I don't think. And you can see it's all Cruz. And this is the secretary. Again, you know, a couple of abstentions there, I guess you would say. People didn't mark that ballot, but otherwise Hawkins elected without opposition. And then the last one was the treasurer election, which is a little more complicated, but I guess there were three candidates. So it is a what's called an IRV election, instant runoff vote. And so the candidate, if a candidate is eliminated in the first ballot, then the vote goes to the second choice on the ballot for each one that was marked for that candidate. Oop, went by a little too fast, I think. Can you go back to, oh, I see, you're going through the rounds. Okay. So on the first round, I'm sure you get 4.5, but anyway. So I guess one of the ballots didn't have a second choice.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
You bypassed me. I had my hand raised. You went to Myla and you bypassed me.
My apologies. I was looking at the other screen where the tally was going by. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay. I am reading the chat that we need to address an issue that I knew was coming up. LSB, please review, discuss the access Fred Blair has to the KPFTX system. He has no official status with the station or the LSB. So this needs to be addressed, and I hope we can address that today.
Can I personally respond?
I need to finish.
Yeah, let her finish, Fred, and then we'll come to you.
I also want to make sure that this information gets out.
Okay, Bella, can you just sit back? There are complaints in the chat that you're too loud. You need to remove, you know, go ahead.
Okay, there's another request that this information be sent out to the membership, to the listeners.
Yeah, we'll, of course, we'll report the results to everybody. I can put it up on the...
the full report. The full report, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, my head is raised in the chat.
Right. Yeah, I see that. It's difficult to send the entire report to the entire membership because that we'll see what we can do with the dispatch. I don't think people necessarily are interested in all the rounds of voting, but we'll deal with it. Fred wanted to respond on the question of his involvement with KPFDX, and then I see Lawrence, Eric, and Myla.
Yes. Can I respond? Do I have the floor, Michael?
Yeah. Yes, Fred.
KPFTX is run on behalf of Pacifica by Otis McClay. He's the system administrator. I work for Otis. The LSB, if they have any issues, they should address it to Otis. That's basically what I wanted to say. And the LSB has no oversight responsibility over KPFTX. Bye.
Okay, thank you. John P. Gary noted in the chat that the results can be posted as an attachment to the minutes, and they will be up on KPFTX along with the minutes once Ralph submits them and they're approved. So I forget the order, but I think I had Lawrence, Eric, and Myla, and then Grace has a hand up. And I'm hoping to get a motion soon to ratify the results in this meeting. But go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think there's any irregularity in Fred being a volunteer at KPFTX. There are quite a few volunteers throughout the network that do assist all this in streaming meetings. So I don't particularly see any problem with that. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Eric? have to unmute.
Yes, Myla just congratulated all the candidates, and we need candidates to put their hat in the ring. Fred was one of them, and you know, he deserves gratitude for his past service on the LSB and his desire to continue to serve as a candidate for treasurer, which he didn't prevail, but nevertheless, to make one of the earliest orders of business to be a some sort of insinuation of irregularity. My gosh, that is simply so un-Pacific, and it's astonishing that Bella would have done that. So, Bella, I'd like you to retract that insinuation, and in the spirit that was supposed to be assembled in, you know, maybe even apologize to Fred for that cheap shot. Thank you.
Myla, then Grace, and then Bella again.
Yeah, I agree with Lawrence and Eric. I'm grateful to Fred for all of his good work streaming. He does work for Otis. Otis and Fred have been providing an extraordinary service to Pacifica, and we should be grateful for that. And I, you know, and I think I had something else to say, but now I'm following on what they said. So thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Grace.
Oh, wait, about... I know what I wanted to say. I'd like to move to ratify the results of the election.
Okay, thank you.
Lauren seconds, Chair.
Okay, so Ralph, can you note that Myla moved and Lauren seconded ratification of the results, and is there any objection?
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Go ahead, Bella.
On the chat,
okay,
there was...
I'm sorry, we'll get to that in a minute, Bella, but... are you objecting to the ratification of the results?
Until we deal with the issue that John P. Gary posted. There was a tie in the first round for treasurer 8-8. And there was another issue that Ziri was raising.
Okay, that's why I explain. It's an IRV election. IRV elections means if you have more than two candidates, the first candidate who's disqualified, each ballot for that person, the second choice on that ballot is counted in this next round. So that's not an irregularity. That's the nature of how the thing functions.
I understand. I wanted to respond to Eric.
Bella, you're out of order. What we're dealing with at the moment is not the stack. It's the question. There was a motion to ratify the results, and it was seconded, and I asked if there are any objections to the ratification. So please let us finish that business, and then we'll come back to the rest of the stack.
Okay.
Is there any objection to ratifying the results on the tally that was presented by the tellers? Okay, hearing none, that's accepted. The next person on the stack was Grace, then Bella, and myself.
Okay, I agree.
Thanks to Terry and John again for their service. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. I agree with Eric, Myla, and Lawrence. Fred has given an extraordinary amount of help in streaming meetings and in many other things. He's often pitched in on a volunteer base, on an emergency basis, and this has been ongoing for years. He's trusted, of course. This is also Paulina has chipped in to stepped up to stream meetings. This is a very valuable service, and any disparagement of either one of those people is really not well taken by me, and I'm sure by others. Thank you. Thank you very much, Fred and Paulina.
Okay, I appreciate Fred's service, but he also cursed on the stream after he opened it up, which is unfortunate. So, everybody has their flaws. And Bella, you're up. Unmute.
So I wanted to read Janine Ron's post again. There is no reason why Fred Blair should have access. He obviously has issues conducting himself. So these messages came from Janine Ron, not from me. The first one I read from the chat was from Janine Ron, not from Bella DeSoto. So Eric, please understand that. And Grace and anybody else. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I did ask Fred, to watch his tongue when he, cursed someone. So let's try to move on. Miley, your hand is up. You have to unmute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to get. I hope that Fred can have an opportunity, possibly to. apologize for language that he might in retrospect regret having used, but I think that we really all need to just move forward here, and
yeah.
I'm willing to forgive Fred and again express my gratitude for all of his hard work.
Okay, thanks. So unless Fred Marisol, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to second, to just move forward. Let's not make this personal and just take care of business.
Okay, thank you. So that was our business, was the receipt and ratification of the results, and I'd be happy to entertain a motion to adjourn. Eric?
Mr. Chair?
Hang on a second, Bella. I recognized Eric.
So it was raised at the last meeting that we have a very important vote in January for between the nominees for the PNB position. It's the most important vote that any LSB member will cast for their tenure for this year. The reason being is that the composition of the PNB is completely decisive in the destiny of the organization, which is, as we all know, and love Pacifica, but it's still a diamond in the rough. And our choice of people to serve on the PNB is extremely important. And right now, they haven't had a chance to say anything, or the people who nominated them have not had a chance to describe why we nominated them. And I think we should have use this opportunity to allow the people who nominated the PNB nominees to say just a few words on their behalf as to why we nominated them. I think it's a very good use of our time under the totality of the circumstances. We've had some things happen for example, my first vote for the PNB delegate vote in January of 2020, somebody misrepresented their position on something. I won't go into detail, but it's very, very important that, the people vote in a very conscious way after giving some forethought to the virtues or demerits of those running.
Okay.
So I propose that we use a few minutes of our time to let the people who nominated the nominees say a few words about them.
Okay, before we adjourn, is there any objection to that? We also have to take public comment, and I had a personal comment to make. Any objection to hearing about from the nominators about who they nominated? Who is that?
It's a member of the public. Is there going to be public comment here?
Yes, there will be public comment. I just said, in addition to that, we'll be taking public comment, and I had a comment. So,
Mr. Chair.
This is
Bella.
May I state my objection?
Okay. Hang on a second, Bella. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I was nominated, and I have served, but I do not feel particularly prepared to outline my narrative. So if Mr. Jacobson could maybe suggest that. Well, first of all, the nominations have to be put in writing. They have to be noticed before December 31st. So I still think we have an opportunity before our next meeting to be able to provide an informed narrative of our experiences and our desire to serve on the Pacifica National Board. So that's my only reason to object, Shane. If the body decides to do it today, I'll wing it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I think,
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, hang on a second. What Eric, I understood Eric to be saying was that he wanted the nominators, not the nominatees, to explain why they nominated the person. So is that what you were asking for, Eric?
Yes.
Okay.
I will withdraw my objection.
Okay, and Mr. Reyes is also correct that the nominations need to be sent in writing to the secretary prior to December 31st. So there might be additional nominations. There's a question in the chat. There are PNB reports by the directors in the posted agenda that there were in the agenda for the meeting. This is continuing, but at that meeting we said we'd wait for the reports until January. That was the last thing I recall.
Mr. Chair?
So, is this an objection to Eric's proposal, and we also have to take public comment.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Can I be recognized?
Yes, I was
asking you. Thank you. Yes, I object. And before we go into public, there's a reason why I object. I object because during that very procedure, there were discriminative comments, statements made about my character, which caused me the votes to be elected to the PMB. And if this is an effort to rehash this and relive this, I fully object. And that was used to defame me and to blemish my character then. So if this is a repeat of that chapter, I definitely object. And then I also propose that before we go into full public comments, that Jara Handala's comment be read on the chat, because it's very poignant concerning how we are treating the public information that needs to be shared, which has not. If you like, I can do it right now, get it out of the way.
Okay, it's Jara Handala, go ahead, and we'll move to public comment.
How is it Pacific?
Hello, I object. If there's public comment, it's open to all of the public, not selected public.
Yes, we're not selecting it. We're starting with that one, since he never gives his comments orally. Somebody reads them from the chat, and then we'll take the rest of the public comment. I have your hand up and Raymond Goldstone.
Okay.
And I'm sure there'll be more.
How is it Pacifica Foundation, Inc. allowed its meeting calendar? And
excuse me, Bella, in the chat, it says that is not my public comment. Stop reading from Jara Handala. So just stop.
Can we go to the first member that requested to speak?
Yes. So we're going to take public comment before we decide whether we're listening to the nominators. And I have the member of the public on the phone, who the one who objected. Go ahead.
Put me on the stack. It's Kim.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Will do.
Okay. Thanks very much, and good luck with your officers. Some of them seem to be quite decent. I want to object to any campaigning, direct or third party, on behalf of PNB candidates for 2022. That, as Lawrence mentioned, it requires written notice to the secretary, and I would suggest you copy a full board by December 31st, and it will be discussed, and people will get a chance to speak, and the meeting is held in early January. There's no reason why people who happen to be on this call, and you don't have the full contingent present, why people who happen to be on this call to get an extra shot at it. Come on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Raymond Goldstone?
Thank you, Michael. One, my congratulations to those who have been elected, and my thanks to Fred Blair for his service, lengthy and worthy service. I also wanted to ask if I counted up the amount of money I've paid to AT&T to become part of the public on these calls. And frankly, I should have been making those as donations to KPFK. And I would urge the LSB to do whatever it can to provide those of us who live in Los Angeles, not San Jose, a toll-free number so that we may participate without incurring costs. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. Is there other public comment?
Kim.
That's right, Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
Chair, just a point of information. Kim is now an officer of the board. Does she still have to be given public comment, or does she speak?
Yeah, in this case, it's public comment because she's not functioning as treasurer. She's just speaking. So, go ahead, Kim. Somebody else said they had their hand raised. Is that it? Oh, Janine, there we go. So Kim and then Janine.
Yeah, as treasurer, I don't engage in the normal, you know, discussions of other matters. That's why I'm taking public comment for something that's unrelated to my position as treasurer, because I want to thank everyone for voting for me, and I appreciate the interest in the finance committee from the other candidates. And I look forward to productive meetings in the coming year. As for KPFTX, I very much appreciate Fred and Otis's management and volunteer efforts on behalf of keeping KPFTX open and transparent as a really valuable service to Pacifica, and making a big deal of, you know, a rando curse word is really out of line. I mean, we've all done it at some point or another. Now, I do want to say that as for, the configuration of the committees, in particular, I'm thinking about the Finance Committee, without any minutes, the motions that you passed in the last 2 years regarding committees are not in effect because you have no approved minutes. So the motion from 2016, which we all don't like, is in effect. So my recommendation would be to convene a governance committee very quickly and get that settled. So I will know how we're going to run the finance committee meetings going forward in terms of who can be on the committee, you know, how many meetings they have to attend, how to, welcome and hear from the public and all that stuff. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. I think we will have to convene a governance committee meeting before the end of the year and give it notice on KPFDX. Janine?
Hi, thank you. So I've been the one that's been posting in the chat about Fred Blair, and this comes from a place of experience with him, both on the finance committee and on the LSB meetings. I'm bringing this up because, you know, what would happen if one of the other members spoke like that on the recording and used the F-bomb? And I really think that, you know, we've got some members that everybody's crawling all over because of their volume, right? They interrupt, they yell at them to turn down their volume and all this kind of stuff. Yet somebody uses that word and there is no one right now asking for an apology. Fred mutes people at will on the finance committee. It's one of the reasons I believe he was not elected to be treasurer is because of his behavior. And the fact that this board isn't willing to stand up and have him apologize or at least acknowledge, because what is going on is I, as a secretary, asked for KPFX, FTX access to be able to stream meetings, and I was not granted it.
It's a control mechanism for the haves and the have-nots on the LSB, and it's not right. So I'm sorry that this is one of my first public comments, but, you know, the toxic behavior of the LSB is what I complained about on record when I first started being a secretary. I would really love for the LSB to address this. You've got a brand new start right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. I will point out that I did take Fred to task as soon as he cursed. I don't know, maybe it wasn't audible enough. And Myla did urge him to apologize, but I agree that it's not a minor matter. I want to make my personal comment. I just want people to be clear how difficult and how stressful it is to chair these meetings. And I agreed to be the chair again for another year, but you need to understand that it's a personal cost. This is people talk about the left having firing squads in a circle. And you need to understand that trying to chair a meeting where some members of the board are suing the foundation, and that there's a great deal of personal animosity and people constantly attacking each other verbally or intimating that people are disruptive or undermining other members of the board is very, very difficult to carry out. And I appreciate the last few meetings have been a little bit better, but opening up this one with cursing at somebody for not having muted themselves did not set a good precedent. So I just want to urge people again to think about the messages we got all year from the Aponte regarding our comportment and how we deal with our relations, and take it to heart. So I had a few hands up from before on the question of whether to do the nominators' statements. And okay.
Yeah, there's a request from Hava to.
I just saw that. Let me try to scroll.
And then Myla and myself on the statue.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair,
this is from Hara Handala. One point, Pacifica Watch has been contacted by members worried about the PNB Development Task Force not noticing its meetings with either a stream or joining details. This violates the CPB open meetings rule. Calling a Pacifica deliberative body a task force or working group doesn't evade this rule. That is why the June 2021 compliance booklet passage on meetings of boards, committees, and the CPB adds the phrase, and I quote, but are not limited to, unquote. This addition corresponds to the 1934 Communications Act saying, and I quote, or any advisory board of any such organization. I'm trying to scroll down. I can't do it. Hang on a second.
Unquote.
Yeah, if somebody else can read it. The way the chat appears to me, I can't scroll through a message
in
that
fact,
long.
Unquote.
I can do it, Michael, if you want. Go ahead.
In fact, this task force had an open meeting at Zoom on September 27th. This notice was indeed placed by Director Van Gutten, but her October, November, and December notices exclude the public. However, one can join the call by dialing 323-393-4046, access code 504-258-pound. On May 22nd, 2020, CPB told Brazon and Steinberg, that's Lydia Brazon, IED, and Steinberg, Alex, chair of the PNB, that to get CPB money, Pacifica has to quote, demonstrate full compliance at the time of application, unquote. Does choosing to violate the CPB rule in the face of repeated warnings violate two legal duties of a director? Number one, acting in the best interest of the Pacifica, and two, acting prudently, question mark, Corporations Code paragraph 5231A. Does this does this chosen behavior disqualify Director Van Gutten from her office? Question mark. Does this disqualify her from running as a 2022 director? Question mark. Isn't such behavior alien to Pacifica? Question mark. Thank you for reading this out. Tara Andala.
Okay, thank you for reading that, Bella. So I have Milo, Lawrence, and Eric. We're back to trying to conclude the question of whether to hear from the nominators at this meeting or not. And I see Beth has a hand up as well. Milo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make note. I didn't know whether you, the secretary, noticed that Christina Avalos is here, and I don't know whether she had an opportunity to speak for a moment just to say that she is present. If that happened, I apologize. I missed it, but
okay,
I know.
Okay, thank you. I take it as a point of order. Christina, are you still on the call? Can you speak up?
She just left the call. Oh. She was here for a very long
time.
Okay,
all right. Sorry, it's. I don't think it's critical because, again, this is a continuation meeting. So,
do I have the floor, Chair Lawrence?
Yeah, Lawrence, Eric, and then Beth.
Okay, so change my mind in regards to hearing from the nominators in regards to giving their rationale as to why they nominated candidates for the PMB for the following reasons. One is because we are still within the notice requirement and we can have additional candidates notice in regards to this position. Two, this body took a vote in regards to the lack of notice or faulty notice on the bylaw amendments and decided not to vote on the bylaw amendments. So what I would suggest is that we wait to the end of December 31st to hear from the nominee, from anybody else who might be put forth as PMB director candidates, and then that we have a full-fledged airing of the rationale of the nominators and the nominatees. Thank you. So I would encourage a no vote on Ms. Jacobson's.
Okay, thank you. I have Eric and then Beth.
The way I understood it was that we took the nominees at the last meeting for a reason. And although there is an opportunity for additional candidates, to the email that I guess I'm supposed to send on behalf of Ms. Van Gutten, who I nominated, that seems like I need to do a confirming email, which I'm glad the subject came up. Because I was unaware of the necessity. I wouldn't know exactly why, since we opened the floor for nominations. I made a nomination, and I thought that was official. I don't know why we did that. It seems to me that the spirit, anyway, of the rule is that we have until December 31st for people who are on the fence or were unprepared to throw their hat in the ring. They can still do it. And then we have the January meeting for the candidates themselves to advocate, as Lawrence was saying. It's definitely making the distinction in my proposal. The spirit of what I'm trying to say is that the people making these nominations have given thought to them, and we didn't have a chance to say anything in as to why we had made these nominations at our last gathering. So it seems that perfectly appropriate and actually helpful if we could, because it gives people something to contemplate between now and our next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, I have a request of information to you, Chair. A question.
Yeah.
What was the reason for on the notice for this continuation meeting? I believe it was to receive the results of the officer elections, right?
Yeah, I also in the chat. I think I'm going to rule this is out of order, Eric. I did say, maybe it wasn't audible enough, that the nominations had to be in writing to the secretary last time. And I think it's not fair to the potential other nominees to have a session here of the nominators speaking. And as Lawrence pointed out, this was called as a continuation meeting just for the purpose of ratifying the balloting tallies. So I would like to go back to my request for a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to object to the ruling of the chair. I'm sorry I interrupted. Okay. I raised my hand, but I didn't get acknowledged. I'll object to the ruling of the chair. There would have been no reason for us to take these nominations at all at the last meeting, but we did. And then to have to be mute about them when we're assembled. And it seems to me it should be the will of the body as to whether the nominators should be able to say a few supportive words. 90 seconds it would be sufficient. But, you know, we all have lives to lead here. But I think it's an important enough subject because of the history of Pacifica. And, you know, we've made mistakes in the past in terms of who we've sent to the PNB. I had to make a motion at one of my first year on the board to have the person stand down voluntarily because of misleading words that were used. So, I mean, there's a history here, and I want to say a few supportive words about my nominee. So I'd appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Question.
Chair,
I have a point of order.
Hang on a second. Lawrence, I said, hang on a second, because Beth does have a point of personal privilege, and I think she wants to respond to the public comment about her. So we'll take that. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, the issue of public access to the National Development Task Force was not brought up for the first year and a half of the existence of that task force. It was raised only after I was asked and agreed to chair that task force, even though I have increased access to the public access to the task force. That makes it appear to be a very specific personal attack on an individual. I take my guidance directly from the PNB mandate that stood up the task force and from the Pacifica compliance officer. If people have an ongoing issue with this, I suggest you take it up with the compliance officer or with Pacifica General Counsel. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I believe to alter this agenda requires a 2/3 vote. Am I in order in regards to that? Because the notice was sent out to receive the results of the officer elections. And we approved that agenda. Now it would take, we're not in the approval stage, so it would require a 2/3 vote.
You're correct.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Bella, can you wait for a second? I've been trying to speak.
My hand has been risen for a while.
Bella, Marla's hand was right after mine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's been up for a while. I would just like if we have to have a vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, I think that that's the next order of business now. And we did commit, I believe, to a 45-minute meeting today, and we're now over an hour. And I think that we need to vote on supporting your ruling, Mr. Chair, and then we can vote to adjourn.
Okay. Lawrence's point of order was that it would require a supermajority essentially to overrule the chair because it would involve changing the agenda. But
Eric to the stack. We didn't approve the agenda.
Aren't we going to vote to uphold your ruling, Michael?
Okay.
That's the thing in order, Chair.
Chair, okay, this is Eric. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order? And then
The agenda was not approved. It was assumed, but it was not approved. So it's a majority vote. It's a majority vote.
It was approved during the setting of the continuation meeting, Eric.
No.
Okay.
You didn't approve it at the outset of this meeting. That's all.
All right, thank you. All right. An oversight. Bella, go ahead, and then we'll vote on overruling the chair.
Yes, I feel that we need to go and take that vote, but Jara Handala wishes his last point to be read, Mr. Chair, and I don't know if you want to hear it, if we should read it.
Well, let's deal with this, and then we'll read that as a final public comment before we go any further. All right, so what's on the floor is overruling a motion to overrule the chair. And the chair's ruling was that the nominator's statements is not in order at this meeting. So if you vote yes on the motion to overrule the chair, we would proceed with a motion to actually hear from the nominators and then vote on that as well. But if you vote...
So, Chair, point of order, if you vote yes, yes will support your ruling, no will not.
Okay, going to do it that way. All right, yes would support the ruling of the chair, and we would take some final public comments and adjourn. And no, we would overturn the ruling of the chair, and then we would have to vote on whether to hear from the nominators. Ralph, or I guess have you found?
I think we're going to rely on Beth again to.
Okay, go ahead,
and,
Beth.
And Ralph,
I have the spreadsheet in front of me.
Okay, Bella, you want to call the roll, starting with Grace?
As do I.
Okay. And Bella, go ahead. Bella, you're muted. You're still muted, Bella. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay, I got it. I have it. I am muted. Right. Can you hear me? You.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So, Alexa?
No, it's I'm sorry. Let Beth read it. It's alphabetical by last name.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I had to unmute myself again. One moment. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to call all the names, including those who didn't respond earlier, in case we have more people present now. So Christina Avalos. Don't hear Christina. Alan Beek. I don't hear Mr. Beek. Jose Benavides? I don't hear a response. Oh, here, and
yes.
Do you vote yes or no on a motion?
You have to unmute again, Jose. We're voting on whether to uphold the chair. Yes votes uphold the chair, and we would take public comment and adjourn. A no vote, we would have to vote on whether to hear from the nominators at this meeting.
No, it would be a no vote.
So you want to hear from the nominators?
No, I don't want to hear from the nominators.
Okay, that's a yes then.
That is a yes then.
Can I have you down as a yes? Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
That's a yes.
Stella De Soto? Bella, do you want to vote?
You have to unmute, Bella.
I don't hear.
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
No, hear from the nominators.
Heveria Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Alexa? Ali? don't hear from Ali. Rob Macon? I don't hear anything from Rob. Barbara Marbach? I don't hear anything from Barbara. Oye Yipo?
Yes.
Yes. Myla Reason?
Thanks, Beth. Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Siri Rideau? Siri Rideau?
You're muted, Siri.
I don't.
Yes.
Thank you, Siri. Yes. Rocio Rivas? Don't hear anything from Rocio. Paul Robeson?
I vote yes.
Yeah, thank you. Down for yes. Oscar Ulloa? Us?
Oscar's working today.
Okay, I have no response. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to abstain. And Michael, did you care to vote on this?
I think that you forgot to call Carlos Zavala.
Oh, you're right. It's that there's one less space on my screen than there are names on the list. And last time I cut off the top, and this time I omitted the bottom. So I have you down for a yes. I also missed Harvey Wasserman.
Harvey is not present today.
I know he wasn't earlier. I wanted to be sure that he was still not present. I wanted to give him a chance if he'd showed up. And Michael, did you care to cast
a
vote?
Yeah, the chair upholds. I'll vote yes to uphold my own ruling.
Okay. In that case, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses and 1 no and an abstention.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Passes.
Thank you. I wanted to check on a couple of pronunciations. Carlos, your last name is pronounced Zavala?
Yeah. Any kind of mispronunciation of that is pretty close.
Okay. And Beth? I always pronounce your name as Von Gunten, but how do you pronounce it?
I say Von Gunten.
Von Gunten. Okay, thank you.
But it's the big mistake people make is it's in Von, it's an O, not an A.
Yeah.
It's Swiss, not Dutch. Thank you.
Or people also drop the.
Yeah.
They sometimes drop the N in the last part. So
that's
just
true.
Okay. Just
that's
to try
could
to
I ask Carlos Zavala to say his name for us as he says it?
Carlos Zavala.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we'll say Zavala.
Okay, so there's a lengthy public comment in the chat from Hara Handel. He broke it up into pieces.
Chair, point of order. I think we have to go to the motion to adjourn unless you want to take public comment again.
Yeah, that's what I said. There was a lengthy public comment put in the chat. I'm going to read that out. Andrew Weiss also has a hand up, so we'll take public comment and then we'll adjourn. Public comment number two from Hara, 4 points. Number one, it is obvious that Pacifica will explode late January into February, but for the record, what was the date of the PNB closed session when the directors agreed to instruct E.D. Brazone to hire Rogers and Company as the fiscal year 2021 auditor? Number two, the FCC broadcasting license for both KPFA and KPFK expired December 1st. The FCC webpages show that KPFA's has been extended 8 years, but that KPFK has no extension. What can KPFK do? Number three, a new central services expense policy was adopted by the PNB on February 18th with immediate effect. I've estimated that this has saved KPFK about $80,000 through September 30th, but this policy hasn't been implemented. Why? And why has no director or any other delegate publicly mentioned this? Number four, the economic injury disaster loan program accepted an application for a maximum top-up of $1.5 million from September 8th. And the SBA website, it's a Small Business Administration website, says, quote, the last day that applications may be approved is December 31st, 2021, unquote. That is, if funds haven't been exhausted. Why is the ED still talking about 3.5 months later? Simply unbelievable. Thank you. Public comment also from Andrew Weiss.
Yes, thank you, Chair Michael, Chair Novick. Andrew Weiss here. Regarding language during meetings, as well as behavior of members towards each other, I would like to ask and recommend that there be ground rules set for the meetings. I don't know if you have ground rules as far as behavior and how to conduct oneself. If not, I would suggest that that be adopted and agreed upon by everybody. Some ground rules I would suggest would be one person speaks at a time. Everybody speaks for themselves. No personal attacks, and perhaps one about language that should or should not be used. To quote the Tao Te Ching, put things in order before they exist, prevent trouble before it happens. And these ground rules that I'm suggesting are ground rules that I used as a youth in a teen youth group, for us to conduct ourselves respectfully towards each other. And I'm wondering if a group of adults representing Pacifica and the members can conduct themselves respectfully as these teens did themselves. Thank you very much.
Okay, there is a message to me from John Gary Reynolds. The communication and public participation used to be an item in the opening business of the agenda. So we're going to save the rest of the chat, and I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay, any objections?
All in seconds.
All right, Lauren seconds. The secretary can take note of that. Any objection?
I just would like to hear the fifth point that Howard made before we adjourn, Chair, if that's okay. Maybe Kim can read it.
Please just send it with the chat to the entire board.
Yeah.
We have it in print, in writing.
Yeah, I save the chat. I'll send it out. Right.
I can read the final point, number five, if you want.
Okay. All right, I'll read it. Ms. Van Gunten is mistaken in deeming my public comment as a personal attack. Please reread what I said as a statement of facts and a set of questions. Thank you for reading this out. There was a response about the fact from Grace that John L. Mella has ruled that, who is the compliance officer, that the task forces are different from other meetings, and if it's a problem, it should be taken up as a general problem, not focused on this one gun. I guess it's everyone is.
Michael, we cannot hear you. Michael, we cannot hear you.
I was saying that Grace Aaron in the chat responded to the point about Ms. Van Gunten that the John L. Mello, who's the compliance officer, has ruled that the task forces are different from other meetings. And if it is a problem, it's not Ms. Van Gunten's. It's a general problem that should be taken up with the PNB. So
did you read Did you read the rest of the information or before that? You lost it. We lost you. Okay.
That was the gist of it. There was a motion to adjourn. It was seconded. There was no objection. I think the meeting is adjourned.